We are I. I read an interesting quote this morning. It kind of hit home with me versus something that I listened to or watched, I guess, yesterday. The quote was, "A true test of a man's character is what he does with the power that he holds." You know, just sit there and think about that for a minute, what that means to you. And man is not man, just, you know, human, mankind in general. You know, the true test of one's character is what one does with the power that you hold. Now, most people define power as, you know, like this ultimate resource to be able to control others, to be able to get others, to be able to do what you want. But is that really power? Is power a little bit more individual? Like, what do you do with even the power that you create, you know, by working out? What do you do with the power that you create, with the social capital that you have? You know, what do you do with the power that you create with the financial resources that you have? You know, what is the power that you create with the community that you hold? You know, these are all some really great questions. And then I see yesterday and I watch, you know, this committee, this parliamentary committee, you know, into GC Strategies and the ArriveCan app. And there's two people who work for ArriveCan or GC Strategies on this ArriveCan app. And they got paid $20 million out of the $60 million it cost to do this app. Two people. So you have one conservative MP. He's asking one of the two guys who are the two sole shareholders of this company and the two employees of this company who bragged about becoming millionaires off government contracts. And he's the chief security officer. So this MP is saying, like, as chief security officer for GC Strategies, can you tell us, like, about the security of the ArriveCan app? And he says, well, no, I can't. That wasn't my job. He's like, well, whose job was it then if you were chief security officer? And he said, I can't tell you that. And he's like, okay. So then they obviously start probing him a little bit more. We don't have to disseminate where that goes. But obviously it's a rabbit hole that goes nowhere. And like when you're watching this, you can see this MP, like he's actually laughing his way through it because he's just like, this is the Twilight Zone. How does this make any sense? So then he says, well, can you tell me about the security of Canadians' information and against the security of the information that you guys have collected from citizens from around this world who came into Canada who had to use this app? Passport information, date of birth, driver's license information, home addresses, flight information, all this data it collected. Never mind, this app was created to be actually track you in real time to help issue fines on behalf of the federal government. Something it was never supposed to do in the first place, or something we were told it would never do. But that was kind of like the major thrust behind it. And he said, I don't know. And he's like, well, didn't you keep that information secure? And this gentleman says, well, the secure information I collected was held secure. So this MP is like, well, what do you mean by that? He's like, do you mean the customers, air quote, of the app or contractors you hired? And he said, contractors I hired. He's like, I don't care about the contractors you hired. What about the people who are forced to use this app? What about their information? I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I have no answers for you. I'm not the person to ask. He's like, There's two people who work for this company. Your chief security officer. And you have no idea where this information went. You have no idea whether it was held secure. You have no idea how this app even collects or maybe stores it in an encrypted or secure fashion. You have no idea. And this gentleman simply replies, no, I don't. And and it just keeps going down this same perverse rabbit hole. And they basically, at the end of the day, you know, the parliamentary committee agrees that this guy is clearly full of shit. They pass some kind of resolution basically stating that he's in contempt of committee and I think can be charged for it. There's one point where he was literally reading a script off the screen and they called him out on it because his eyes were clearly looking at another monitor, reading a script off the screen. They asked him about it and he's like, no. And they all started laughing. Like, it was so apparent. It was so apparent. You could almost hear the digital pages rustling. Now, if you haven't drawn the parallel between how I open this and this statement, like, this is kind of what I'm talking about. What does a man do with the power that he yields? Right now, across Canada, you have 7 out of the 10 premiers of this country who have signed a joint open letter telling Justin Trudeau that they need to not implement this carbon tax increase. It's to be 4 times the increase on Canadians because they just can't handle it. 7 premiers, not just Danielle Smith, 7 premiers. Think about it. 7 out of 10. There's 10. What does a man do when he yields that kind of power? This is a test of his character. We obviously all know that Justin Trudeau has no character. And these guys from companies like GC Strategies, who have got since 2015, literally when Justin Trudeau got into power, have been getting hundreds of millions of dollars in uncontested federal government contracts. And there's 2 employees for the company, and they clearly don't know anything about anything that they're doing. Would you do that? Like, would that be you? Would that be you in a position where somebody says to you, look, I'm in this position of power. I'm in this position of power and I can abuse this power that's been bestowed upon me to be able to help you. Will you do it? Will you take this opportunity that I'll give you? This could make you rich. Make you successful. So you have a name in this community of thieves and thugs. You can be on the top of that. You can have power, real power. Will you take it? What does this sound like? This kind of sound like if you are faith-based that this is the devil whispering in your ear? Or is it the angel on the other side? Who's speaking to you? When you have an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other, who does that sound like? Because remember, when you are listening to this, even if you are not a Canadian citizen, there's this happening in your governments too, because this is the problem with big governments, and this is the reason why that I'm a lot more libertarian the older that I get, because I realize how much our money is being wasted. And by this, our dollars and all of our countries being devalued because governments print money at will because of this kind of grotesque waste. But I realize, clearly realize, that it seems like the devil is sitting on the shoulder of all these people, because when they get in a position of power, they yield it in insane ways, grotesque ways that affects us because it's our pocketbooks. Every time you go to work, every hour you put in at work, that you get taxed on your paycheck simply for waking up, you get taxed. You get taxed to be able to go there. You get taxed while you're there. You get taxed on the shelter to be able to provide a secure place so that you can go to that place every day. You get taxed after you've been taxed on that income. Plus, you go buy groceries and clothes and all the things. You get taxed on those items after you've already been taxed for going to work. You get taxed on the money that you use to be able to purchase in investments for when you retire. And then you get taxed on that money again. This is the same government that's doling out uncontested contracts to people for up to the tune of $250 million who don't even know where the information is going with an app that they helped create, allegedly, when they're a chief security officer. So again, what do you do when you're bestowed power? What do you do with that? How many people are using that power to be able to do good, and how many people are abusing that power? And again, I think that this really comes down to, like, when there's no accountability, when there's no accountability in a society, all through the different rungs and tiers of society, this is what you get. This is what you get. We all see it right down to, like, hey, I'm going to give my buddy, you know, a contract because I own this company, and as long as he comes in with a good rate, you know, I'll give it to him. And it's like, okay. If you have a buddy that does work, call work X, let's say drywalling, and you own a construction company, you say, I'm going to put this out to bid, but I already know I'm going to pick my buddy. But your buddy comes in and does, you know, great work. And say you have five bids and his would be the sixth. You take all five of those bids and you average them out and say it works out to be $1,000. And you go to your buddy and say, like, hey, look, I know you do great work. I will be satisfied with it. So will the customer. You will not cut corners. If you can do this for $1,000, this is the average bid of the highs, the lows, and the in-betweens, I'll give you the job. And if they accept and you accept and there's a great job done, okay, fair enough. You know, but where you actually see this, what happens more times than not, is bids like this are put in at the lowest rate. So it's easy to be able to get that contract, knowing, everybody knowing that they're going to put in for, like, an increase in billables. So I know this job costs $5,000, but I'm going to bid $2,000 so I get it. But I know I'm going to, you know, submit, you know, different work orders to be able to increase this up to like $10,000. Because all I have to do is get the contract and then I can milk the cow from there. And then I can do shitty work on top of that. And then somebody else has to get paid that average amount to come in. Plus, and then some, because it takes more time and effort and energy now to be able to fix what I did because I couldn't do what I was supposed to do in the first place. Because when I was bestowed this power, I abused it. This is the problem. So I'll end it here this morning with a simple question for you all. The question of the day. When you were bestowed power of any kind, a parent to child, we'll lead that. Something along those, like, you know, an employer to employee, parent to child, politician to citizen. Somebody who's stronger to somebody who's weaker. When you were bestowed that power, what do you do with it?